It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll explore the unique ecology of the Cedarburg Bog.
First, Governor Scott Walker introduced a suite of bills earlier this month to help make college more affordable for students and their families in Wisconsin.
On Thursday, the legislature's Higher Education Committee met, and officials with UW and the technical college systems voiced their support for the package of bills. State Democrats, though, called them window dressing. They say the bills don't go far enough in addressing student loan debt.
One of those bills would set aside $450,000 to fund emergency grants at technical colleges and the UW system's two-year campuses. Nico Savage just wrote a piece about this bill, and he joins us now. He's a higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what exactly would this emergency fund bill do?
Sure. So emergency grants are grants of a fairly small amount of money, usually just a few hundred dollars, that colleges and universities are able to give to students when they face unexpected expenses. So think of something like a car repair bill or a medical bill or something like that, something that for, you know, maybe someone who's out of school, that means dipping into a rainy day fund or scrimping and saving for a couple months. For a college student who doesn't have that money set aside, it can actually be a pretty disruptive thing. You'll hear from technical college folks who say that, you know, commuter students who rely on a car to get to campus, if they have just a few hundred dollars that they need for a car repair, that can actually, you know, get to the point where students have to drop out because they can't afford to get to school. So schools are able to kind of give this money to students, kind of see them through that small expense, and they hope continue on their path toward a degree.
Now, it sounds like if this bill were to pass, it would be unique in that the money would come from the state. Tell us about that.
Right. So for most of these projects, and they exist at places like Madison Area Technical College and 9 other technical colleges around Wisconsin, the money for that comes from grant programs that are administered at kind of a national or regional level, or they come from philanthropy from various donors who make donations. A couple of experts who kind of have examined this topic say that, you know, there's about 100 of these programs around the country, and none of them that they knew of existed with state funding.
Now, Republican Representative David Murphy is the author of this particular bill. What has he said about why it's needed?
So he said it's essentially needed as a way to keep people on track. You know, when they do face those unexpected expenses, he says that it's the sort of thing that can result in someone falling behind in school, potentially dropping out in school, and then, you know, not being able to get that degree, and then making it very hard for them to make money and pay back any debts or loans or anything that they might have had from school. So he basically says this is a way that we can get people through a tough time in their education and make sure that we're not losing these students who, you know, it's going towards students who might be going to UW colleges or to the technical college system, who he says are often there on a shoestring budget as it is.
Now, this bill would create grants that are, as we said, similar to those that already exist at Madison Area Technical College. So how would this be different from that?
So there would be some different rules for these grants. Among the rules for the state program are that, for instance, the student can only use the program twice in a given academic year, and they can't receive more than a combined total of $500. The MATC program doesn't have any delineated limits, but in function, it serves to give students about that same amount of money. It would just sort of provide a way to expand and sort of build upon what several colleges already have going.
We're talking with Nico Savage right now, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's joining us to talk about a bill that would use state funding for emergency grants for students at technical colleges and UW System's two-year campuses. And as of now, this would not go toward the four-year universities in the state. Is that something that might be on the docket down the road?
Right, and talking with Dave Murphy, he said he wanted to start it with those colleges where, like I said, students are already on tight budgets quite often, and where the need tends to be greater. At four-year colleges, he said that's something that could happen in the future, but right now he's kind of considering this a pilot program to look at how it works in the 2 years and see if they want to expand that on to the 4 years. I'll note that UW-Madison, while it doesn't have an emergency grant program, it will make no-interest emergency loans that kind of work fairly similarly available to students as well.
And for this article, you spoke with Sarah Goldrick-Rabb. She's a UW-Madison professor who is an expert in higher education policy, and she's often a critic of Republican measures. What does she have to say about this particular bill?
Sure. So she says, yeah, and you're right, a frequent critic of Governor Walker's, kind of drew some controversy back in the summer for some tweets about the governor. But what she says is, you know, at the end of the day, this is better than nothing. She takes issue with you know, Democrats who are opposed to them. What she says is, you know, from her perspective as a researcher who wants to see students get as much aid as possible, you know, this is not everything. It's not going to, in and of itself, you know, stem the problem of college becoming more and more expensive and potentially out of reach for some students and families. But she says it's progress, and you know, from her perspective, she says, "I'll take it."
Now, is there any data out there about students who have benefited from these grants? Maybe has it increased graduation rates, for instance?
Sure. So there is some data. It's fairly limited because if you think about it, it's hard to have kind of a control group, right, of students who don't receive those grants. There's some ethical issues that get into that. But Great Lakes Higher Education Guarantee Corporation, which manages a regional program, found that students who received these grants were retained, stayed in school or graduated at a slightly higher rate than low-income students as a whole. So about 73% of students who receive emergency grants stayed in school compared to 67% of Pell recipients as a whole, Pell Grant recipients, I should say.
And what are critics saying about this bill?
Well, one of the big issues is as I mentioned earlier, essentially that, you know, a few hundred dollars when you compare to, you know, several thousands of dollars that people might be spending on college costs, they'll say, you know, that's not a whole lot. It's certainly true, and I think Representative Murphy and others have acknowledged that this is, you know, this bill and this help is not aimed at you know, entirely solving the problem of college being expensive. In fact, one of the stipulations for the bill is that this funding can't be used to pay for things like tuition or books or that sort of thing. It's more for those unexpected emergency expenses. So that's certainly a criticism that we've seen come up, that, you know, a few hundred dollars in the long run is not going to do everything. But what supporters of it point out is that in the right moment, those few hundred dollars can certainly go a long way.
What do we know about what's next for this particular bill and the suite of bills in general?
Right. So the six bills that make up the Republican College Affordability Package are going to be coming up for a vote Thursday morning in the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, which Representative Dave Murphy chairs. But as for what's going to come after that, there is some question, because given the lower-than-expected budget estimates, we've already heard some talk from leadership or from those in the legislature that the extra spending in these bills, even though it's comparatively small, might be something that won't be possible given that new budget outlook.
Nico, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us there to talk about a bill that would use state funding for emergency grants for students at technical colleges and UW systems 2-year campuses.